Thank you, choir, for that wonderful song.
谢谢诗班这么美好的献诗。
May we all bless the name of the Lord.
让我们一起来赞美主的名。
And may our souls declare the glory of God.
让我们的魂来赞美他。
So good to see everyone.
很高兴再次见到你们。
Yeah, it's too bad we have masks on.
很不幸的，你们都戴着口罩。
But you guys are wonderful and so glad to see you.
可是我非常开心看到你们。
And I know there's a lot of you online watching this.
我也知道有很多线上的弟兄姐妹。
And I know you desire to be here.
我知道你也很想在这里。
But for whatever reason, you cannot be here.
因为某种原因，你不能够在这里。
I hope God will open the door that you may join us once again as a family of God.
希望有一天上帝为你开门，让你能够来到这里一起敬拜。
So once again, glad everyone's here.
很高兴我们在一起。
And as best way you know how, why don't you turn to the person next to you and say, God bless you.
所以让我们一起啊，转向你左右，说彼此祝福。
Yeah, God bless you. God bless you.
上帝祝福你们。
Yeah, God bless you. Today's message is most precious in my heart.
今天我要分享的信息对我来说是最重要的。
Outside of the gospel of Jesus Christ, this is one of the most precious messages I can share with you.
除了耶稣基督的福音，这样今天的信息是非常宝贵的。
My prayer this morning is that you will become a revival in your family.
今天早晨我祈祷让你能够成为你们家的复兴。
My prayer is that you will be a blessing to your spouse and your family.
我的祈祷是你能够成为你家庭和你配偶的祝福。
Because you love God and you obey Him.
因为你是爱神的。你是遵守他的诫命的。
So let me pray and let's get started.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, I thank you so much for this morning and that you love us and you brought us here. And if we ever question your love, we look at the cross and we know it is through Jesus you have revealed your love most supremely to us. And as we spend time in your word, may you cause our hearts to love you and obey you. And in doing so, bless those who are our descendants, God.We thank you, we love you, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Let me read Exodus chapter 20, verse 5 through 6 once again to you. You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, Yahweh, your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children on the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing loving kindness to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments.
出埃及记第二十章第五节。不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是忌邪的神，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。爱我、守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
When we come to know Jesus, did you know there's tremendous blessing for you?
当你成为信徒的时候，你知道你有很多的祝福吗？
One of that blessing is that God will bless your descendants for 1,000 generations.
其中的一项祝福是上帝要祝福你的后代直到千代。
It's hard to see 3 generations of blessing from God today.
我们知道今天很难看到一个家庭的祝福超过三代。
But 1,000 generations?
一千代有可能吗？
My friends, we need to hold on to that promise.
可是我们要守住上帝的应许。
When I first came to GCC,
当我来到这个教会侍奉的时候
One of the things that made me decide to come here
我来这里侍奉的一个原因
is that I saw Pastor Tian
因为我看到田牧师
And then I saw Sarah
我看到小 Sarah
There are 3 generations worshiping God together
他们一家有三代人在这里侍奉神
And some of you are there as well
我知道你们当中也是这样
My prayer is that all of you receive that blessing
我向神祈求你们都得到神这样的祝福
Hold on to God's promises
让我们坚守上帝的应许
God's promise always comes true
上帝的应许必然实现
That's why in the Old Testament when the prophets prophesied about future events
当旧约里面先知他讲预言的时候
They used past tense as if it was already done
他们用的是过去式，好像这些事情、预言的事情已经发生了。
If God promises, He will do it.
如果上帝应许你，他会成就。
And God says, if you will love Him and obey Him, He will bless your descendants for 1,000 generations.
只要你爱他，遵守他的诫命，他就向你的子孙直到千代发慈爱。
God made 2 promises to Abraham.
上帝对亚伯拉罕有两个应许。
One was land and the other was children.
一个是地图，一个是后裔。
Abraham received Isaac when he was 100 years old.
他直到100岁的时候才生了撒拉，啊，以撒。
The land was received 500 years later.
而那个应许之地呢，是直到500年以后才进去的。
500 years after Abraham died, God remembered his promises.
500年亚伯拉罕去世以后，上帝仍然记住他对他的应许。
And because Abraham loved and obeyed God, God blessed his descendants.
因为亚伯拉罕爱神，他遵守神的诫命，神就谨守他的应许。
God always keeps his promises.
上帝永远守他的应许。
Abraham's son Isaac had two sons.
亚伯拉罕和以撒有两个儿子。
One was Esau, the other was Jacob.
以撒有两个儿子，一个是以扫，一个是雅各。
And even though they were twins, they had different views about God's promises.
虽然他们是孪生子，可是他们两人的信仰不一样。
Jacob desired God's promises.
雅各喜爱上帝的应许。
Jacob wanted God's blessing upon his life.
上帝要上帝的祝福在他身上。
The problem was that he was the second born.
可是呢，他不是长子。
Because he was longing for the firstborn's blessing.
他雅各渴望得到长子的祝福。
Now you may think the firstborn's blessing is some amazing thing.
你以为说这个长子的祝福有什么了不起？
But all that entails is his father laying his hand and praying a blessing.
可圣经告诉我们，这个祝福只是上帝把手父亲把手放在儿子的身上做祷告。
But Jacob wanted it.
可是雅各需要，他要这样的祝福。
Because he knew God would bless him through his father's prayer.
因为他深信上帝会借着他父亲的祷告能够祝福他。
That's why he deceived his father and his brother.
这就为什么后来他甚至欺骗了他的父亲和他的哥哥。
Now I'm not saying you should deceive your father and your brothers.
当然我们今天不要欺骗别人。
But I am saying you should have attitude of Jacob to want God's blessing.
可是我们要像雅各那样全然喜爱那样的祝福。
Esau was the firstborn. All he had to do was be him and he'll receive that blessing.
Esau, 呢他是长子，他有长子的名分，他可以当然的得到祝福。
But he didn't see God's blessing as anything special.
可是他不看重神的祝福。
It was just something that was part of his life.
只是刚好他是个长子。
He took it for granted.
他并不认为这是有什么了不起。
So one day he came in from hunting.
所以有一天他从田野回来。
And he was extremely hungry, so he went to the kitchen.
他非常的饿，所以他到厨房里面去。
And there was Jacob cooking up a red stew.
那时候雅各呢，正在做汤。
And Esau says, Jacob, give me some of that red stew.
他就对雅各说，雅各把这个汤给我喝。
And Jacob's response tells us that he's been thinking about this blessing.
雅各怎么回答呢？他的回答告诉我们说，他一直在想怎么得到这个祝福。
He doesn't say, Esau, I'll trade you with the hunt that you got. I'll trade you with your wealth. He says, I'll trade you with your firstborn blessing.
他没有说，以扫，我给你换你从田野带回来的野味。可是他说，我要换你长子的名分。
And Esau replied, If I die, what's the point of having the blessing? The blessing is yours. Give me that red stew.
以扫说，我都已经饿得要死了，我还要长子的名分干嘛？你要就要吧。
In that moment, Esau sold the blessing of all the descendants for that one pot of soup.
以扫就这样子把他后来后代所有的祝福就这样子用一碗红豆汤卖掉了。
It's one of the foolish things he did.
是他做最愚蠢的一件事情。
My friends, hold on to the promise of God.
朋友们，让我们守住上帝的应许。
Don't trade it for any red stew this world has to offer.
不要用世界上的红豆汤来换这样的应许。
In the end, you may not lose out, but your descendants will.
最后你所失去的不但是你失去，而且是你后代都要失去的。
The difference between Esau and Jacob's life is simply their desire for God's blessing or the casuality of how Esau saw God's blessing.
以扫和雅各最大的祝福就是他们怎么看重上帝的祝福。
Years later in the New Testament book of Hebrews,
然后我们又看希伯来书。
Bible tells us, don't become like Esau.
希伯来书告诉我们说不要学以扫。
He desired that blessing and he cried, but he could not receive it.
他希望得到祝福，可是他最后被弃绝了，没有得到祝福。
My friends, many of you are recipients of God's blessing.
今天我们很多都是得到上帝祝福的人。
You are believers because you have parents who believe first.
我们今天很多的信徒是因为我们的父母先相信了。
You have God-fearing family.
你已经是个敬畏神的家庭。
Do you realize how precious that is?
你知道这是多么宝贝吗？
Many Christians who are born in Christian family think nothing of it.
很多在基督徒家庭长大的基督徒并不觉得有什么特别。
They think it's not precious, it's not special. Sometimes they think it's bothersome to know Jesus.
他们有时候反而觉得有负担。
They're like Esau.
好像以扫一样。
They don't realize how precious the faith that their parents have implanted in them.
他们不知道父母带给他们这样子的信心是多么的宝贝。
The Bible tells us that when we believe in Jesus, we become children of God.
当我们相信耶稣的时候，我们成为上帝的儿女。
And our children become recipients of that blessing.
而我们的儿女又成为上帝的祝福的对象。
And God promises when we as parents are faithful to the Lord that our descendants will be blessed for 1,000 generations.
在这边圣经告诉我们说，如果我们成为神的信徒，上帝要祝福我们的后代直到千代。
When I used to do youth ministry, I noticed so many parents lack faith in their kids.
我曾经是一个青年部的牧师，我知道很多的家长对他们的孩子是没有信心的。
They think their kids are not going to amount to anything.
他们以为他们的孩子将会一事无成。
They forget that their kids are made in the image of God just like them.
他们忘记他们的儿女也是按照神的形象造的。
They forget that God has great plans for their kids.
他们不知道上帝在他们的儿女身上有美好的旨意。
So because they forget God's blessings, they start comparing them to other kids.
因为他们不知道有这样的祝福，所以他们就跟别的孩子做比较。
Oh, my friend so-and-so's kid got this, why don't you do that?
哦，别人的孩子他们也能够这样子，为什么你不能够这样子？
Oh, so-and-so's got that job, they're so proud, why don't you go do something like that?
别的孩子他们有那样的工作，为什么你不能够有那样的工作？
And when you do that, what you're doing is you're robbing your kids of the dream that God has over their lives.
你这样做的时候，是你把上帝在他们身上的那个美好的梦想。
And because the parents lack faith in their kids, they get disappointed with their kids.
因为你对孩子没有信心，所以你对孩子也失望。
Let me share with you what Scripture says, who you are in God, and by doing so, who your children are in God.
让我们听听圣经是怎么说的。
Ephesians 2:10 says, you are God's masterpiece.
在这边以弗所书第二章说，我们是上帝的工作。
Isn't that great? You are God's masterpiece.
我们是原是他的工作。
And your children are God's masterpiece.
你的孩子是上帝的工作。
In fact, in Greek it says, the word is poetry.
这边工作呢，在希腊文上说呢是诗歌。
And poetry is, what is poetry? Is love and expression of that pleasure.
诗歌我们知道是爱的表征。
And God says, that's who you are.
这是上帝的工作。
And that's who your children are.
我们的孩子是上帝的爱的表征。
And we ought to instill this in your children.
我们要这样子的教导孩子。
Because this world says, unless you get this and work at Google or something, you don't amount to anything.
因为这个世界教导我们，除非你拿到这个，得到这个，你是一事无成的。
God says you're more than your job.
可是上帝告诉我们说，并不只是工作。
God says you're more than your career.
你并不只是你的事业。
God says you're precious to me.
你是在我眼前是宝贝的。
Isaiah chapter 49 says this.
以赛亚书四十九章。
People of Israel ask, God, have you forgotten us?
说，以色列人问上帝说，上帝你忘记我们了吗？
And God says, never.
上帝说，不。
Let me just read this to you. Just go ahead.
以赛亚书四十九章十五节，妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不连续她所生的儿子，既或有忘记的。我却不忘记你，看哪，我将你铭刻在我掌上，你的强援常在我眼前。
Amen. All the moms in the church right now.
今天我们在座的母亲。
Have you ever forgotten your children?
你曾经忘记你的孩子吗？
How many of you forgot your children?
有没有人忘记过你的孩子？
Be honest.
诚实一点。
When you were watching the Chinese drama, were you remembering your children?
当你看韩剧的时候，有没有忘记你的孩子？
No, you forgot about them. But God says, I will never forget them.
可是上帝说，我永远不会忘记我的孩子。
A mother can forget their children, but God will never forget his children.
即使妇人会忘记吃奶的孩子，上帝也不忘记我。
He inscribed them on his palm.
因为他把你铭刻在掌上。
He inscribed you on his palm.
他把你的名字铭刻在他的掌上。
Let your children know.
让你的孩子知道
They're loved this way by God himself.
而且你要这样子的去爱他们。
One more verse.
还有一节,
Psalm 139, verse 13 through 16. In this section, God says this, I made you marvelously and wonderfully. And God washed you even in your mother's womb.
上帝在你在孩子在母亲的母腹中的时候, 他已经复辟你了。
And before you were ever born, God already had planned for you.
在你还没有出生,
and that's true for your kids as well.
这对你的孩子是完全真实的。
And you ought to tell your kids that.
你要这样子的教导孩子。
My friends, you are a generation of the faithful.
今天我们是有信心的世代。
You are a generation that is a recipient of God's blessing.
我们今天是有得到上帝祝福的世代。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗?
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And you have to tell your children that reality. I'm sorry, I'm going to talk about my family a little bit. My family gathers every new year. You can take vacation every other time, but not on the New Year's Day. This is where all my brothers and sisters and nephews and nieces and their kids join up.
所以我的侄儿侄女还有我的兄弟们，我们全部都聚集在一起。
And when we gather, first thing we do is we worship.
我们在一起的时候，我们先做崇拜。My
eldest brother is a pastor.
我最大的哥哥也是个牧师。So
he leads the worship.
所以他带我们做崇拜。And
every year we say the same thing.
每年我们都说同样的事情。The
reason we're here is because of my parents' prayers.
今天我们在这里做崇拜是因为我们的父母是。
And the reason we'll do well is because our prayers to you. And if our family is doing well, it's because of God's blessing.
And then we
commit our hearts once again to the Lord. Do kids intently listen to us? Are they going, oh my goodness, that's true?
他们会同样的认为说，哦，是的，我们的祝福都是因为我们在我们信主的关系。
Let me be honest, no, they don't.
让我告诉你，孩子不是这样想。
You know what they're waiting for is after the worship.
他们孩子们总是等到崇拜之后。They
bow and then they get money.
他们可以向长辈们鞠躬，然后得到压岁钱。But
years down the line,
可是呢，一年一年的过去。They'll
remember.
他们记住了。I'm
blessed.
我是得到祝福的,
because of my parents' prayers.
因为我父母的祷告,
money, wealth, house, car, business, and other material things you want to live with your kids, if you're able, go ahead.
如果你能够留世上的财富给你的儿女们, 也很好,
there's nothing wrong with that.
没有什么错,
but if that's the only thing you're leaving, you're losing out.
可是如果你只是留财富给他们的话, 那你就
You know, I noticed some people are really good at making money.
你知道吗? 有些人他们很会赚钱。
Like you give them a dollar, they make it into $1,000.
你给他一块钱, 他可以变成1000块钱。
Some people are really bad at making money.
有的人就不会这样赚钱。
You give them $1,000, they make it into a dollar.
你给他1000块, 他变成1块钱。
So that's up to you. That's up to you. If you have a lot to leave with children, go for it.
所以你有很多钱留给你的孩子, 那你就留给他吧。
But also know this.
可是你要知道,
Solomon, the greatest king, one of the greatest kings in Israel.
以色列王所罗门,
the Bible tells us that gold flowed into his kingdom like a river.
圣经告诉我们说,那个金子流入他的宫内,好像水流入河内一样。
But he lost it all in one generation.
可是呢, 在他之后呢, 他的财富就不在。
Everything this world has to offer can be lost in one generation.
今天这世上所有的财富在一个世代以后都可以完全的丢失。
And you and I as parents, all we think about is our kids right now and not think about the generations to God, to come. Our vision is too narrow.
常常我们对孩子的担心是他们今天的景况，而不是他们的未来。
Because we have to live our lives knowing that it's not about me, but it's about generations to come.
我们一定要知道他们的未来，他们的将来的孩子们是怎么样子。
Solomon lost all of it because he was not obedient to God and loved God.
所罗门因为他没有遵行上帝的旨意，所以他失去了所有的。
So I entrust my kids to the Lord.
所以我把我的孩子们交托给主。
This is what I know. I can't be with my kids 24/7.
我没有办法24小时看着我的孩子。
Honestly speaking, I don't want to be with my kids 24/7.
我也不想24小时跟我的孩子。
And I don't think they want to be with me for 24/7 either.
他们也不想这样子。
But I know this, God is with them 24/7.
可是我知道上帝是24小时与他们。
Bible tells us, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
圣经告诉我们说，那看顾以色列的，他也不打盹，也不睡觉。
So I entrust my kids to the Lord.
所以我把他们交托给主。
Let me tell you a story about a Christian man named Mark.
让我告诉你一个基督徒，他的名字叫做马可。
Mark had a very wonderful, faithful parents.
马可有很好的基督徒的父母。
And one day when he was a kid, he remembered his mom and dad going to a prayer retreat for 3 days.
有一次呢，他父母呢去祷告会，有三天的时间。
And after his mom and dad came back, he noticed how bright they were, and they were so full of joy.
他父母回来的时候，他马可看见他父母的有面上有荣光，而且很喜乐。
And he said he could never forget what his mom said that day. And what his mom said was this: Mark, Jesus must really love you. Jesus is piggybacking you.
他永远记得他妈妈跟他这样说：马可，上帝非常的爱你，上帝是背着你的。
He said he never forgot that image.
他永远没有办法忘记他母亲这样跟他说。
And whenever he went through life's difficult situations and life ups and downs,
所以后来他长大，经过生活的各样的苦难的时候
，he remembered what his mom said. Mark, Jesus must really love you. Jesus is piggybacking.
他就记得妈妈跟他说，上帝非常的爱我，上帝总是背着我。
And he made his decisions in his life according to the faith he saw in his parents.
所以他在生命里面所做的决定也是按照他的信仰来做决定。
I pray you're able to implant such faith in your children.
我希望今天我们也能够这样对孩子有影响。
In order to do that, you must believe in God's promises so your kids can believe in the promises you're sharing with them.
可是你要先对上帝的应许完全相信。
If all you're concerned about is your kid's grades and job and skills,
如果你今天只是关心他的学校的成绩，还有他所学的东西，
your immediate kids will do well.
也许他会做得很好。
I've seen some of your children.
我看了你们的孩子。
They're beautiful, handsome, and smart people.
他们又美丽又英俊，他们又聪明。
But if you're all concerned about right now, immediately, what job?
可是如果你只是考虑到现在，
their kids will grow up oblivious to the blessing of God.
他们的孩子又怎么办呢？他们的孩子可能就长大以后不信主。
Genesis 5, if you read it, is a very boring chapter.
创世纪第五章，如果你读的话，可能觉得没什么意思。
In Genesis 5, there are a bunch of names. So and so begot so and so and then died.
创世纪第五章有很多的人的名字，谁生了谁，谁死了。
And that repeats over and over again. And you may think, what is the point of having this genealogy here?
为什么要把这样的家谱写在创世纪第五章呢？
But it's a huge deal.
可是很重要。
The genealogy of people of God who loved and wanted to live for God is all in there.
这是上帝的主意，他们的名字记载在上面。
And through them, Noah was born, Abraham was born, David was born, kings were born, and Messiah was born.
从这些人，挪亚生出来，大卫生出来，许多的重要的人都生出来。
Granted, some of them did not deserve to be in there, but they're there because of their parents' faith.
也许有些人并不值得在里面，可是他们还是被记载了，因为他的父母是信神的。
I believe I shared this with you before, but let me share it once again.
我以前跟你们分享过几遍。
One of my favorite passages in the Old Testament comes from 1 Kings chapter 11.
我很喜欢列王记第一章第十一列王记第十一章第十一节。
Solomon, in the beginning of his reign as a king, he was a wonderful king.
当所罗门刚开始做王的时候，他是个好王。
But later on, as he got older, he became disobedient to God and wicked towards God.
后来他就慢慢过了些年数呢，他就不敬畏神了。
He made citizens worship idols instead of God.
他把百姓呢带去拜偶像。
And one day, God comes to Solomon.
有一天，上帝对所罗门说：“
Sweet Dad.
所以耶和华对他说，你竟行了这事，不遵守我所吩咐。”你守的约和律例，我必将你的国夺回， 赐给你的臣子。然而，你父亲大卫的缘故，因你父亲大卫的缘故，我不在你活着的日子行这事，必从你儿子的手中将国夺回。只是我不将全国夺回，若因我仆人大卫和我所选择的耶路撒冷，还留一个支派给你的儿子。
Anyone else would have died here.
如果是别人的话，可能就被就没法存活了。
But because your father David Solomon keep you alive.
可是因为你父亲大卫的缘故。
Because of your father David's faith, I'm not going to take care of you right now, but I'm going to give you at least one tribe to your descendants.
十二节，然而因你父亲大卫的缘故，我不在你活着的日子行这事。
Here's a really important question we can ask ourselves at this point.
所以我们有一个很重要的题目。
If you were to continue living your life the way you do, are you representing David's life or are you representing Solomon's life?
我们今天活在世上，我们活的是大卫的日子呢，还是所罗门的日子？
David blessed his children.
大卫祝福他的孩子。
Solomon brought curse upon his children.
而所罗门呢，把咒诅带给他的孩子。
Here's the fact.
这是事实。
The fact that you're a believer and your children are recipient of that faith is that they're already blessed.
当你是一个信徒，你的儿女们也会得到祝福，这是一个事实。
The richest man Elon Musk cannot give this to your children.
马斯克不能够把祝福带给你的孩子。
Bill Gates cannot give this to your children.
比尔盖茨也不能够把祝福带给你的孩子。
Even Billy Graham can't give this to your children.
甚至格里汉都不能够把这祝福带给你的孩子。
Only you can give this to your children.
只有你可以把祝福带给你的孩子。
So take the time to bless your children.
所以你要花那个时间去祝福你的孩子。
When I think about my parents, the most precious thing they left with us is not wealth.
当我想到我的父母，他们没有留什么财富给我们。
Is their faith in God?
而是他们对神的信仰。
They didn't have much.
他们什么都没有。
But they had faith in God.
可是他们有对神的信心。
And every time I see my mom, I thank her for that.
每次我看到母亲的时候，我就谢谢她的信心。
And my dad is with the Lord right now.
我父亲已经过世了。
And my prayer is I will live my life in such a way that my kids and their descendants will be blessed.
我希望我活得也像我父母一样，以至于我的孩子们也能够得到祝福。
And as I stand here before you, I pray the same for you.
今天我在这里对你有同样的祈祷。
Among you are generation of thousand generation blessing. Among you are recipients of thousand generation blessings.
在你们中间，你们的已经得到那千代的祝福。
And some of you thought it was your skills and your talents.
你们以为是你有什么技能，有什么才干
？When in fact it was the prayers of the generation before you lifting you up.
而不是的，而是在你之前已经有人为你祷告。
One of my older brothers shared a story about his situation.
我的哥哥跟我分享这样的事情。
When his kids were during puberty, they were very rebellious.
他的孩子在青少年的时候非常的反叛。
He said there's nothing he could do.
他说我什么都不能做。
So every morning before he went to work, he grabbed onto the doorknob to their rooms and he prayed.
所以每天早晨在上班之前，他就到他们的门口啊，把着门栓，就这样子为他的孩子们祷告。
He prayed, "God have mercy on my children."
他求上帝有慈爱在他的孩子身上。
Today he is an elder at a church in Hayward.
今天我的哥哥他是一个啊长老。
And every morning, 5:30 a.m., he goes to church and prays for his family and my family and all of the families.
他每天早晨五点半到教会里面为他的孩子，为我们的家庭祷告。
And I'm so grateful for that.
非常感谢他。
10 years ago, there was a grandma who prayed for me in the previous church.
在我从前侍奉的教会里面，有一位老姐妹为我祷告。
She gave me so much food.
她给我很多的食物。
Every day I go to church, there she was. Pastor Sam, did you eat? Here's food.
每次我到教会的时候，她就把食物丢给我。
She made me fat. That's what I'm trying to say.
是她让我体重增加。
I couldn't say no to her.
我不能够拒绝她，所以我体重增加了。
She made one of the best pumpkin soup.
她做了非常好喝的南瓜汤。
And every time I see her, I let her know that was the best pumpkin soup. It was better than my mom's.
甚至做的比我母亲做的还要好喝。
And she tells me she's still praying for me after 10 years serving there.
在十年之后，她还继续的每天为我祷告。
She's one of the most precious people in my life.
在我的生命里面，她是一个非常宝贵的人。
I gotta tell you, sometimes, you know, good, well-meaning parents let their kids stay home and not come to church because they need to study for finals.
有时候呢, 我们让孩子留在家里, 星期天呢, 让孩子留在家里, 啊, 去做功课, 以为这样子对孩子是好的。
You're telling your kids God is less important than the finals. I'm just being honest.
可是其实你告诉你, 再告诉你的孩子说呢, 做功课比到教会来崇拜还重要。
It's okay to take vacations.
当我们度假的时候,
but don't miss the Sabbath.
礼拜天的时候, 不要忘记做礼拜天。
It's hard, isn't it?
是不容易。
You're in Hawaii enjoying the sun.
在夏威夷的阳光里面,
it's 4-day weekend, so you enjoy the sun, but there is that Sunday.
在我这个礼拜天的时候,
it's easy to go to the beach and just relax.
到海滩上面是这么的惬意。
But it's one thing I can brag about my dad.
可是呢, 我必须讲,
Sunday morning he'll wake us up.
我父亲的事情,
Sunday morning he'll wake us up no matter where we are.
礼拜天早晨, 他一定把我们,
he'll find a local church and takes the family to the church.
不管我们在哪里度假, 他一定会找到当地的教会,
and then afterwards he said, go play.
之后我们才可以再游玩。
One time there was no church nearby.
有一次呢, 我们实在找不到教会,
so he led that worship.
所以呢, 他自己带家庭崇拜,
because he was the spiritual leader of our family.
因为他是我们家的属灵的长者。
Because of time, let me just briefly give you three basic commands we should obey from God to bless your children.
现在我要告诉你, 教导子女的最基本的三条诫命。
Most basic things we can teach our kids so that they will become the kind of people that God called them to be.
是什么样的诫命他们必须遵守, 以至于他们可以成为上帝所
First is observe the Lord's Day.
第一,你要守安息日。
Just read that. Yeah.
在以赛亚书58章13节, 你若在安息日吊转你的脚步, 在我圣日不以操作为喜乐, 称安息日为可喜乐的, 称耶和华的圣日为可尊重的, 而且尊敬这日, 不办自己的私事, 不随自己的私意, 不说自己的私话, 你就以耶和华为乐, 耶和华要使你成价地的高处, 又以你主雅各的产业, 高养育你, 这是耶和华亲口说的。
Then the Lord will be your delight. That's the promise. I will give your great honor and satisfy you in inheritance. That's God's promise.
上帝应允你说呢,
when I was a kid, my mom and my grandma used to give me money for offering at the church.
当我是小孩子的时候呢, 我母亲和我的祖母呢, 他会把钱呢让我去奉献。
And sometimes the bills were all crimpled up.
有时候那个钱呢, 是比较已经有皱纹了。
So she got an iron and she ironed it.
所以他就拿个熨斗呢, 把那钱呢, 熨平一点。
And she put it in an envelope and gave it to me.
放在信封里面交给我。
I tell my kids, hey, put your offering in an envelope and give it to the Lord.
所以我也这样的教导我的孩子把奉献放在, 啊, 信封里面。
Because the offering becomes special in the envelope?
是因为钱放在信封里面就变得特别吗?
No, it's because the attitude we have towards giving to the Lord.
是我们在奉献时候的态度。
Out of three, my first two sons and then my daughter got her first job.
我有三个孩子,我的孩子,我的女儿呢,是第一个得到工作的。
I can't believe my daughter got the job and my sons are not working.
很奇怪的,我的两个孩子,两个男孩呢,都还没有工作,而我女儿已经工作了。
I should have had three sons. No, three daughters.
我应该呢,有三个女孩子,这样子比较划算。I
hope my son's not listening.
希望我的儿子没有听到我这样讲。
She told me, Dad, I'm going to get a job and she has an interview. So I told her, okay, go do your interview, but make sure they know you're not going to work on Sunday.
她在找事的时候呢, 我就告诉她说, 你要确定呢, 你的工作呢, 是不会让你在礼拜天工作的。
So during the interview, she told them and they accepted her.
当她告诉我她得到工作的时候,
so after a few months later, she came to me and said, Dad, it's the second anniversary and they're making all the employees come and work on this day.
有一天呢, 她告诉我说, 哎, 这是公司的第二周年纪念, 所以呢, 他们要所有的员工呢, 在礼拜天的时候呢, 到公司去。
After worship, that time was after our worship at GCC and as well as DC, so I said, okay, this one time.
因为那个时间到公司上班的时间呢是在崇拜之后，我就说好啊，你可以礼拜天去，因为这是在崇拜之后，可是这只能够是这么一次。
But if they ask you again, you quit on the spot.
可是如果你以后还要这样做的话，那你 你就不应该做这个工作。
Because I want my kids to know God oversees their life, not a job.
因为我的孩子知道是上帝供应他们，不是这个工作。
Observe the Sabbath.
要守安息日。
And show your kids how important this day is.
你要告诉他们，警戒他们。
Secondly, obey your parents.
第二呢，要孝敬父母。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 3.
在以弗所书第六章第一节，你们做儿女的，要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。这是第一条带应许的诫命。
How do you make your kids obey you?
怎么样让你的儿女听从父母？
What do you get that authority?
你怎么样有这样的权威呢？
The authority comes from your obedience to your parents.
这个权威是当你在尊敬你的父母的时候。
There's a book out that's called Your Best Life Now.
有一本书叫做《最好的生活》。
I'm going to tell you, if your best life is right now, you're in trouble.
我告诉你，如果你最好的生活是现在，那你就有祸了。
Because the best life is to come with Jesus Christ.
因为你最好的生活是当有一天你与耶稣同在的时候。
You don't just tell your kids to obey you, but you show them how to obey.
你来怎么教导你的孩子去来听你的话呢？是当你听你父母的话。
Many years ago, I saw this in Korean newspaper.
从前我在韩国报纸看到这么一则新闻。
This father was old, but he had an elderly mom who was having dementia.
有一个老年人，他有更他的母亲呢已经得到失忆症。
So he picked her up and dropped her off way, way far from his house.
所以呢，他就把他的母亲带到一个非常远的地方。
And he drove off.
然后呢，他就把母亲留在那边，他就走。
What a horrible man!
这是一个多么糟糕的人。
And he forgot he had his son in the back seat.
他忘记他的儿子就坐在后面。
And his son said to his dad, Dad, when you get old, do I do the same?
他儿子问他说，爸爸，当你有一天老的时候，我是不是也是这样子对你呢？
He turned the car around and picked up his mom and went home.
于是呢，他就把车转过来，然后又把他的母亲带回去。
What you're teaching with this is this, observe Sabbath, honor God.
所以呢，你要教导你的孩子，你要去守安息日，来尊敬神。
Obey your parents, honor the people around you, and love them.
你要孝敬父母，还有让爱你的所有的家人。
And the last thing is give faithfully in offering and tithing.
最后呢，是要做十一的奉献。
This helps you to manage the material things God has given you.
这是我们怎么样子能够管理上帝所赐给我们的财
富。Early on in ministry, I had a hard time talking about money at church.
我刚开始传道的时候呢，怎么在教会里面讲这些金钱的事情呢，是比较困难的。
But one day, if I want to bless my congregation, I have to talk about this.
可是呢，我要为了要祝福你们，我必须谈这个金钱的事情。
Let's go read it.
马拉基书第三章第七节，万军之耶和华说：从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。你们却问说，我们如何才是转向呢？人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们既夺取我的供物，你们却说，我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上。因你们通过的人都夺取我的供物，咒诅就临到你们身上。
This is the promise of God.If you would give to him what belongs to him, he says, I will bless you.
这就是上帝的应许。如果你把当纳的献给上帝，你就会得到祝福。
And since I'm dealing with young people, let me share with you what some of them have asked me.
在我的信徒里面有很多是年轻人，所以我就跟你们讲，他们都问我些什么问题。
One time this young guy came and said this, Pastor Sam, do I have to give the tithe to the church I'm serving, or can I just give it to, you know, different organizations?
有一天呢，这位年轻人来告诉我说呢，我做十一奉献的时候呢，是要把十一奉献都给我所属的教会呢，还是说我可以去支配给各个不同的机构
？I'm still giving it away as God has called me to do so.
我还是有奉献啊。
So I told him no. And he said, why?
他说, 为什么呢?
And I said, because that's not your money.
我跟他说呢, 因为这个钱呢, 不是所属于你的。
God said, bring that to my storehouse.
上帝说, 你要把我, 把这些钱送到我的仓库。
The 90% you can do whatever you want with that to honor God.
剩下的十分之九呢, 你可以做任何的分配。
But that 10% is to bring it to my storehouse.
可是那十分之一呢, 全然送入仓库。
And he has established elders to oversee that.
然后教会有教会的长职可以分配这样子的钱。
And we ought to be faithful to his command.
所以我们要对神有这样的信心。
I had a brother named David. He was about 24 years old at the time.
我有一个兄弟, 他的名字叫做大卫。
And he heard my message on offering and giving.
这有一个弟兄呢, 他叫做大卫, 他在24岁的时候呢, 他也听过我这样的分享。
And afterwards he came to me and said, Pastor Sam, if I give tithe, then I can't pay my utility, I can't pay my rent. Do I still need to tithe?
他就跟我说呢, 他说, 如果我做十一奉献的话, 那我就没有钱了, 交了电费。
And I told him, if you can't pay utility, you can't pay your rent, you don't tithe, God's not going to curse you.
我就跟他说呢, 如果是这样子的情形的话呢, 上帝不会咒诅你。
But if I were you, I would tithe.
可是呢, 如果我是你呢, 我还是会继续做十一奉献。
Because there's not many opportunities in life to show that God indeed is a priority in your life.
因为在我们的生活里面呢, 我们没有太多的机会可以显出来说我们是怎么样子的把上帝放在第一位。
And one of the easiest ways is tithing.
而十分之一的奉献是最容易彰显我们对上帝的信心。
And then I talked to David. David, you are getting paid 3 times more than I do.
Could you repeat?
He said, David, you're getting paid, your salary is 3 times than mine.
那时候我跟他说, 大卫, 你的薪水是我的三倍。
You're single, I have 3 kids and a wife.
你还是单身, 我有三个孩子, 一个老婆。
How did you find yourself in that situation?
你怎么会没有钱做十一奉献呢?
I said, let me see your budget.
让我看看你都把钱花在哪里了。
He was paying $300 for a gym membership.
他一个月花300块钱去健身房。
I said, this is the reason why you're having this problem.
我想这就是你的问题。
Tithing allows us not only to give to the Lord, but allows us to manage what God has given us to bless others.
做十分之一的奉献呢, 不但是我们怎么样奉献, 而且是我们怎么样去处理上帝给我们的金钱。
Get these 3 things right.
把这三件事情做对。
And you will be able to do what the psalmist says, declare the glory of God from generation to generation.
这样的话, 我们就像诗人所说的, 我们可以, 从一代到一代去
Expand your vision beyond your immediacy.
把你的眼光超越现在你所看到的东西。
Ask God to give you eyes that can see 1,000 generations from now.
让你的眼光看到那千代之后的事情。
That you can bless them today.
你就可以这样祝福他们。Let
me close with these 2 people.
最后让我跟你们分享这两个人。
In 1900, American pastor an educator, Albert Edward Winton, wrote a book.
以前呢,有一位这么一个教育家呢,他写了一本书。
It was a study of 2 people. One is Max Jukes, and the other is Jonathan Edwards.
他有这两个人,一个叫做Max Jukes,一个叫做Jonathan Edwards,他给他们做比较。
Jonathan Edwards was a pastor, theologian, a believer, and a lover of God.
Jonathan Edwards呢,他是一个神学家,他是一个信主的人。
Max Jukes was an atheist. He didn't believe in God.
而Max呢, 他是一个无神论者。
And in the study for Max Jukes, he studied 540 descendants.
Max Jukes呢, 他有540个后代。
Now 310 died as paupers or beggars.
其中有10个人呢, 是乞丐, 然后死掉了。
150 were criminals and 7 were murderers and 60 were thieves.
310人是乞丐, 然后呢, 150个人呢, 变成罪犯。
It's right there, right? 100 drunkards and 50 prostitutes.
Yeah, 就像你们在上面看到的, 150个是, 醉酒的。
Just read the result of one man's life without God.
你就去看从一个人的, 他是无神论者, 最后他的, 他的后代是这样子。
And for Jonathan Edwards, who loved God, 13 were college presidents, 65 college professors, 3 United States senators, and 3 mayors, and 3 governors, and 30 judges, and 100 lawyers. Again, you can read it yourself.
他的对比呢, 是这位信主的, 他讲 Jonathan， 他的 后代呢有13个大学的校长，然后有65个教授等等等等。
My friends in GCC, I love you.
佳音教会的朋友们，我爱你。
And the way that I can best express that love is to share with you the truth from the scriptures.
今天因为我爱你，所以要把这样的真理与你分享。
Live your life as God desires it, and you will bless your children for 1,000 generations.
让你的生活讨神的喜悦，以至于你的后代千代被祝福。
Live your life outside of God. What can I say?
如果你不按照神的旨意而行的话，那我能说什么呢？
My prayer is every single one of your children and their children and their descendants be blessed because of you.
我的祈求是因着你，你的儿女，你的千代得到祝福。
And one day when you're one of your descendants are not living according to God's words.
甚至有一天当你的后代没有没有做得那么好，
God will remember you and give them grace and love.
上帝也会记得你的好处而恩待他们。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you once again for your love and the word, the truth. And God, it is your desire that we live in the blessing of God. And Father, this morning you gave us word. You gave it to me and to every single one of us in this room. May we live our lives in such a way that it will be your pleasure to bless my children and the descendants that come from me and the descendants that come from every single one of us here, Lord God. And I want to bless those who are online, especially the young couples and young people, that their fear they have, whatever that may be, will be overrun by the blessing of God. That the joy of their life will be such that it is you and they'll bless their children and they'll join together in the family of God here to worship you, Lord God. Father, I thank you for your word and your son, Jesus Christ. May you watch over your people this week and give them victory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you.